Welcome in, Iowa Hawkeye fans, to another episode of the Hawkeye Tailgate Report. I am Luke Myers. We got Joey and Sten here tonight. We have a lot going on over the last week. Our audio levels have always sucked on here, as we all know, if you've ever listened before. So we got a new soundboard, and I think we got to figure it out. We're still waiting on one microphone to come. But fellas, how are we doing?
Well, we have braved the elements to be here tonight. For anybody that does not live in the eastern Iowa area, it is currently a blizzard out there. Joey and myself had to push stranded cars like four times on our way here. And then we
thank
all,
us for our service.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. And then we got stuck once ourselves. So it's been quite the adventure, but nothing can stop me from repping the brand.
Right. And I'm on cloud nine right now because I'm devouring a Rolling Hills brat out of Farley, Iowa.
Oh, yeah. Our new sponsor to
great
the show, Wes Henderson out of Farley. Nice guy. Can be found at Cobra Lanes most days.
It's really a pleasure biting Wes's meat.
I tell you what, I haven't had better meat in my mouth in some time.
Hours.
They raise top quality heritage pork, Berkshire Drock. I don't know if I'm pronouncing any
probably,
of these words right.
You probably should have figured that out reading the ad.
We're rolling with it. Drock crossbred and red wattle, if I read that right. Or maybe it's wattle. Can't be 100% sure on that one.
You know us HTR boys, we're huge farm guys too, so.
Big farm guys. They said to try some of their product on air and tell people how good it is. So fellas.
Listen to the snap of this brat.
Oh my god, that was crisp.
The flavor is just unreal.
That was sick. So that was a brat. We were also supplied with a couple pork chops to try as well. Mm-hmm. And when I say just like the most fucking perfect pork chop you've had in your entire life, I'm not joking. They're not tough. They're perfectly just awesome pork. You know, they got a perfect amount of fat on the outside.
Yep.
Melts in your mouth. It's what a fucking pork chop is supposed to be.
Yep. And we got some ham steak as well and some bacon, I believe they sent us.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, we'll have to try that out. Maybe some Saturday morning or whatever.
Sure, a pig's ass is pork. But is it great tasting as heritage pork from Rolling Hills? Life's too short to not eat great pork.
Give them a call at 319-461-5520. Great meat. Best meat around. All right. Now let's get to some Hawkeye topics, because since we last recorded last week, the world is falling apart at our very seams. At least according to some Iowa fans.
I mean, maybe to the uneducated fan base out there, let me remind everybody that last year there was a four-way tie, or a three-way tie at the top of the Big Ten standings at 14-6. So, you know, three teams won the Big Ten last year with six league losses. Yes, losing to Minnesota in the fashion that we did wasn't very fun.
But you know what's less fun? Losing to Minnesota the way Michigan State did the other night.
Right. And after that game, after we lost to Minnesota, my panic meter was beginning to creep up. But after seeing what happened last night to Michigan State and Wisconsin, I mean,
the Big Ten is just an absolute murderer's row of teams. What are there, nine Big Ten teams in the top 25? Nine out of a 14-team league are ranked in the top 25. One of the teams that's not in the top 25, a 7-3 Purdue team that you know is going to give teams fits all through this year. Like, from top to bottom, I can't remember a deeper league than this year's Big Ten in college basketball in a long time. Shit, I mean, Northwestern, who on our last podcast we said was going to be a stinker team in the Big Ten this year, is all of a sudden ranked. Like,
well, I mean, yeah, they've kicked the shit out of Michigan State,
yeah,
and Indiana.
I mean it in, like, we thought they were going to be bad, and they're a ranked team as well. Like, it, no matter what you think about the Big Ten, like, you're going to be proven wrong time and time again this season, because the league is so good that it doesn't matter who you're playing. On any given night, every team has a chance to win.
That's, yeah. I mean, really, there's only one bad team in the conference. And it's glad, we're all glad to say it's Nebraska.
Yeah. I'm not going to say I feel bad for Nebraska fans, because I don't, because that state sucks and that school sucks. But it is kind of funny that, like, their fans got exactly what they wanted in their hirings for football and basketball head coaches. Like, they absolutely wanted to get Scott Frost and Fred Hoiberg. They have the both of them. And both of those programs still stink. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, I admittedly enough, haven't watched any Nebraska basketball this year, and I know they kicked the shit out of us last year. Did we play them in Iowa City or in Lincoln?
I think that was at Lincoln. That
we yeah.
And did they didn't kick the shit out of us. They beat us, like...
It was bad enough.
We shot, like, 4 of 28
yeah,
from
no,
3 or something.
That's why we lost. We shot just absolutely horrendously from 3. They didn't, like, kick the shit out of us. They still barely won when we shot, like, 18% from 3. But, yeah, it is... I always will love Nebraska fans' misery.
Just a quick update on our plates here. Joey and Sten are already done, and we're 5.5 minutes into the podcast.
I think Sten was done before we hit record, honestly.
When you got meat that good in front of you, you can't leave it sit.
And gobble it.
That's what she said. But no, the Minnesota game, I mean, we got to talk about it. I knew we had blew a lead, but I saw a picture that it showed the scoreboard and said Iowa was up by 7 with like 35 seconds to play.
Yeah. I didn't realize that at the time either, but that's brutal.
I did. It sucked every bit to watch.
There's so much that went wrong.
Well, it really comes down to like fundamental things that Iowa has not been good at for like a long time. Like on Minnesota's last couple possessions, like before they hit that 3 to send it into overtime, they drove to the bucket and got fouled. So then they could shoot free throws and score without time coming off the clock. That's just that like mental mistake that you can't make while playing defense. And then everybody knows about Joe Toussaint missing those two free throws at the end. I'm not pinning this game on him because as a team they failed to execute in the last minute and a half. Obviously everybody's going to point to him missing the free throws. And that is something that as a team we need to be better. Like going into the season there was talk that Iowa could be like an 80% free throw shooting team like for the whole season, and they haven't showed anything close to that so far. So it's just like the little fundamental things that they weren't good enough at that cost them the game at Minnesota.
Well, people don't remember CJ clanged 2 out of 3 free throws. He got fouled in the corner and he only made one of them.
Yeah, and
like,
I'm pretty
and
sure,
I think that was in the second half.
Yeah, I think Connor missed like 2 in the first half at some point too. Like when it free throw shooting is something that you need to be better at if you want to be like a Final Four team like Iowa wants to be. Obviously, they're not going to go out and hit 17 of 18 every night, but they need to be closer to like... They need to be better than what they have been so far this year.
Yeah. And I mean, they're called free throws for a reason. They're supposed to be easy.
Right.
I say that. I couldn't hit them in the moment, but that's not what I'm trained to do.
Right. Yeah,
I mean, they're free for...
Yeah, you're not being... You're not getting a free college education to go and play basketball, like, for the university.
Yes, you should be able to hit a free throw. And I'm not blaming the game on anybody individually,
if anything...
The coaching was pretty sus.
Sus. Yeah. Love Fran, but sus. He's always had late-game issues.
Hey, you
and
have
like,
to be critical of the ones you love.
That's yep. true. Joey, you're ugly.
That was just mean.
Some things you just can't help.
That wasn't even a criticism. That was just mean.
You know it's not true.
Yeah. Really, if you want to point at any one thing as to the reason that we lost that game, we gave up over 100 points.
Foul. Well, you know what I was screaming? Yeah, I was screaming that right after Joe missed the free throw. I said, foul!
They probably should have done that, but let's be honest. The defense, it's beating a dead horse at this point in the season because that's kind of like the one thing that everybody knew coming in is the defense has to be better. There's not a lot of games that you're going to win, especially in the Big Ten, when you're giving up 100 points. And I get that Iowa's philosophy is basically score more points than the other team when you don't really care how we play on defense, but giving up 100 points is just not an acceptable outcome in a Big Ten game.
Well, yeah. And, I mean, if Fran knows his defenses are never good. And if he was trying to put trust or, like, build the confidence in his players that they get a stop there instead of fouling, you know...
I don't know.
That's a questionable decision at best. But
yeah, I don't know.
Another thing from this game, I don't think Luka Garza should get off so easy because in the first half, he was missing uncharacteristic Luka Garza makes.
Okay, sure, but that's one of the three games in the last
seasons. No, he still put up, what, 30 and 10?
Yeah, I think it was like 14, actually.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to 10 points. But, I mean, those are just things that could have...
Yeah. I don't know, but to be fair, it's part of a whole. Yeah, the entire team shot like death the first half, though. If we're going to be missing shots, I'd rather it be Luka the one missing them, because, like, if he's the one shooting the most often, there's a better chance that he makes them as opposed to anybody else on the court.
Right, but if we're distributing blame, nobody's safe around here.
Right.
We saw that air ball three, Nungi.
Yeah, I mean,
at least he only took one this game.
Yeah.
That was better.
And I'll say it again, because it's going to sound like I don't like Nungi. I think
we love Nungi.
He's going to be a big part of this team for years to come, hopefully. But he needs to...
In his ninth year at Iowa.
In his fifth season for years to come, he'll be a big part.
Fix that shot or stop doing it.
I just think that he needs to focus on his inside game more right now, because when Luka leaves after this year, Nungi is the guy at center. So he's going to... I would rather see him working on his... like, progressing his talents... you know, within 5 or 10 feet of the basket as opposed to 20 feet from it, because really, he's going to have to be the post guy next year, and it's fun to have the stretch five that can hit the threes, but it's more important for that post player to be able to actually play on the post so that way you can space the floor appropriately.
And I don't know what it is, because it doesn't look that ugly. And
it
he has a ton of confidence with, like, he...
Well, clearly.
Yeah, I don't know. It just...
What's he shooting now, 12% on the year?
It can't be high, but, I mean, if we're talking about people that haven't been shooting the three well, Bohannon has, I mean, I'm not trying to say that we don't like him or that I don't appreciate what he's been. He is off this year. He has not found his shot. He's shooting like 28% from three, and it's on a high volume. And he's the type of shooter where on any given night he can go and hit 8 in a row. But at the same time, if he's shooting 7 threes a night and he's only making 1, he's not making that big of a contribution to the team. And I love Bohannon, don't get me wrong, but I think that Toussaint should be getting more... he should be splitting more time with Bohannon than what they currently are.
I just think Bohannon, if he's not above average on three-point shooting, he's not beneficial to this team.
What is that thing you sent
that
us today?
That defensive thing that somebody...
This is
tweeted.
Wild.
Hold on, let me find it. Somebody keep talking while I'm doing this.
No.
And see, so what Joey's going to bring up, I think, is one of the problems with, like, advanced analytics and stats. Like, because sometimes the eye test is more important than what just the stats tell you. You just ask the Tampa Bay Rays. Blake Snell was absolutely Dyson in the World Series. And then because the Rays are such an analytics-focused team, after the fifth inning when the Dodgers were coming up on their third time through the lineup, the numbers say... take the guy out, because on the third time through the lineup, you typically get hit worse. Snell was absolutely Dyson. He'd given up 2 hits through the whole game and had like 9 strikeouts. So if you use only like advanced statistics to make your evaluations of decisions for games, especially live sports, I think you're doing yourself a disservice, because there definitely is something to be said for like a gut feeling or just looking at somebody knowing that they're playing better than what the numbers might suggest that they are.
Yeah, okay, so here it was. It was a tweet by Dave, at Iowa Hoops Dave on Twitter. Iowa's five highest defensive rating players, meaningful minutes guys, obviously. 1, C.J. Frederick, 108.3. 2, Joe Toussaint, 103.1. 3, Jordan Bohannon, 102.9. And so somebody asked what the story was behind this, and it's from Basketball Reference. And you calculate defensive rating, according to this, is a book by Dean Oliver. He came up with it.
Not sure who that is.
What?
So.
Former Iowa basketball player Dean Oliver?
Ah, right. Brain fart.
Just as Oliver's offensive rating represents points produced by the player per 100 possessions consumed, his defensive rating estimates how many points a player allowed per 100 possessions he individually faced while on the court. The core defensive rating calculation is the concept of the individual defensive stop. Stops take into account the instances of a player ending on an opposing possession that are tracked in the box score, blocks, steals, and defensive rebounds, in addition to an estimate for the number of forced turnovers or forced misses by the player, which aren't captured by the steals and blocks. So really, I don't understand any of that. Basically, what I'm saying is, I don't know where this stat came from, but, I mean, it was obviously slightly cherry-picked. I'm not saying that it's irrelevant, but... I mean, it's not a widely used statistic, I don't think. I mean, maybe.
So, would you start Jordan Bohannon or Joe Toussaint?
I think that for now you stick with Bohannon as the starter because Joe can give you a huge lift coming off the bench. And especially, like, if we're playing really poorly on defense to begin with, like, you don't sub Bohannon in as the defense guy. I do think that Toussaint should be... He should come off the bench sooner.
First man off the bench.
He should be coming off the bench sooner, especially in games where it seems like Bohannon just doesn't have a shot right away.
Yeah, at the first sign of trouble, Toussaint needs to come in.
I don't know. I just think that he's obviously a tenacious defender, but he brings a lot on the offensive side of the ball. He's able to, you know, take a man one-on-one and drive to the lane unlike anybody else that we have. And we saw it in the Gonzaga game especially. Like, he was doing that, and he was either creating shots for himself or, like, spacing the floor because they had to crash the lane to defend him. So he was creating for other people. He's got the quickness and kind of just the instinct for that that nobody else on this Iowa roster has. So I think to generate offense, or if you need a defensive stop, he becomes the best option off the bench that Iowa has. He's going to be a great, great player for Iowa throughout his career.
While we're on the topic of Toussaint, should we address the people that were going after him after the last game?
Oh, you mean the fucking idiots?
Let me just say, if you were attacking Joe Toussaint in any way, threatening him or whatever, and you listen to this podcast, you are scum. Quit listening to our podcast. Quit following us. Quit following any of us individually, and never click on one of our tweets again.
No. Seriously. Yeah, no, why would you want those terrible idiots around? It's terrible.
And the problem is, most of the time, the idiots that go after, like, a college athlete because Toussaint missed some free throws, or if a receiver drops a pass, or a kicker misses a kick, like, it's fucking grown-ass men that are online harassing, like, an 18 to 22-year-old for screwing up in a sport that person will be better than you could have ever even dreamed of at being.
Admittedly, when I was, like, in college and younger, I was a very emotional Iowa fan. Like, I don't know if I ever specifically, like, cussed out a player or shit like that, but I'm 26 years old now. Like, at a certain point, you just realize you're, like, 5 to 6 years older than a bunch of these kids. And
they're kids.
Yeah.
Like,
and not only that, we have a lot of fun with it. Everybody loves sports. It's just that, though. It's just a sport. There's a lot more to life than these fucking kids playing basketball. Oh,
yeah. I hate that phrase, it's just a sport, though.
It is. That's all it is. It's entertainment. It's like watching a movie. Yes.
I will ride. One of my teams winning a championship will be the single greatest day of my life, probably until I get married.
Luke, I'm sorry to tell you, but you're a Vikings, Thunder, Iowa Hawkeye, and Twins fan, so the odds of any of those happening soon are not the greatest.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, they carry a lot more value to other people's lives than you probably think.
But that's all, you're looking at it way too...
We're not going to get so full, like, I was just going to say, well, then what is life based around? We're not going to do that fucking shit. Yeah, exactly, so I might as well have some fun with this.
Right.
I'm
not saying you can't
enjoy
it.
We're on the same side.
I'm just saying, it's just a game.
All right, well, I guess we didn't talk about the Purdue game at all. Did we record since then? No, we haven't.
We won. It was on to the next one.
That was actually a really satisfying win because we kind of played like dog shit and still won, which is the mark of like a really good team. If you can play bad and still win against, especially a Purdue team that has absolutely had our number for the last 4 years, that was really nice to see.
Yeah, we were 3-5 against them in our last eight. They had beaten us by about 20 points a game. They were shooting like 40% from three, I think, in those games. Like, they were just... But then, what's that guy's name? Stefanovic or whatever? That number 55. He didn't do shit. And he was shooting 52% from three on the year. How do they always get big, worthless big men?
I would say that... So Purdue, I think, is known as, like, an engineering school, so I'm pretty sure they just have, like, a laboratory somewhere where they, like, grow seven-footers, and then, like, every 4 years they just have a new one that's ready for the basketball team. That's my only explanation.
I mean, I don't know what else there could be. I mean, it goes, well, okay, Hammonds was good. Caleb Swanigan was a piece of crap there for a little while, but he ended up being Big Ten Player of the Year and all that stuff. And then there was Isaac Hess. Hanks! And then Edie now. The 7'4".
It's pretty tough to make Luka Garza look small on a basketball court, and that guy made Luka look small. It was crazy.
And he was soft, too.
I mean, he's only a freshman now, so...
Yeah, but he's still 7'4", 280, man. That's a big lad.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he's just... I don't know. Just being really big doesn't mean that you're all of a sudden, like, the hardest guy on the planet. I don't know. Like, Luka probably wasn't fucking super tough like his freshman year, either. I think that Edie is going to be a problem in a couple years, because...
Well, do you remember Haas? He was terrible his first couple years, and then he ended up being very good towards, like, his senior year. So I think that'll be the same case with Edie. Yeah, because he
was, like, a fucking brick wall out there.
Oh, yeah, dude. Something about Purdue, man. I don't like them.
You know what I think really rubs me wrong about Purdue? Their colors are officially, like, known as black and gold. Like, their school branding says that their colors are black and gold. And that's just fucking bullshit. Because there is, like a creamish, like, fucking silver color. It's not gold.
Yeah. I don't think ours is necessarily gold either.
No, it's not. Well, what is ours? Yellow? Ours is more gold-colored than fucking Purdue's is gold.
Yeah, I'd say Austin's sweatshirt's more gold than that.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think I'm on the opposite side of this
thing. No way.
Should we do a Google search here, see which...
No, the Pantone, I'm pretty sure... Like, isn't it actually... Like, ours is not actually called gold.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Ours is yellow. I don't care what anybody says.
Let me see.
That looks more gray than gold. Oh, man,
it's pretty close. I'm afraid to move my computer, so you want to take a look? That's, like, right in between those two.
I'd say our older colors were gold. Like, it seems like back in the day, they might have been more gold. Now they're more yellow.
God, he's a big son of a bitch.
Speaking of back in the day...
He's a foot and a half taller than number one.
We're watching the Purdue-Rutgers game right now. And, just talking about him, actually. That's coincidence.
It's wild, but man.
5 years ago today, I don't know if you guys saw, upset number one. Luke's, although it wasn't really an upset.
Luke's boy Mikey.
What do you mean it
was? Denzel Valentine was out that game.
They were still ranked number one. And we were not at all. I call that an upset.
You still had some private time afterwards, so.
I was at the game. It was still cool to be at. I'm just saying. We ended up beating them a couple weeks later. Or maybe like a week later.
I watched a clip of that on my way over here today, and it was 5 years ago, and that looked like the video was from 2001.
Yeah. How does that happen? Do they intentionally make videos from like a couple years ago look like they're way older than they are just for like nostalgia?
I don't know. Oh, it's it was 4K. Crazy. They had HD TV back then too.
Hey, this was a TV from 2012, I believe.
So you may have watched the picture. I think for that game, I was watching in the living room with like you and a bunch of buddies.
Yeah, I was at the game with some of my friends, Scott Miner.
Maybe Derek I think we Ludwig, watched the one Devin at Beacom. Michigan State in your living room.
Oh,
because we beat them both times we played them that year.
I was at home for
either
that
way,
game.
I wouldn't have been at the game. Something.
Yeah, no, I got free tickets. So
also,
must be cool.
Yeah, shout out Scott.
Was that? Oh no, that wasn't 2 years ago. It was just the last time Northwestern visited Iowa was when J-Bo went bang.
Yeah. Last
week, that was electric.
I would just like to give a shout out Austin Myers. Or no, we were about to leave, and didn't you say the next time out or something?
It's possible. I'm not a huge fan of leaving games early.
I hate it
because I paid for tickets, so you know, unless we're losing by like 20 points with 5 minutes to go, I'm not about to leave because something like that can happen, and then you're the jackass that left early. If I paid for the ticket, I'm going to get my money's worth out of
Could
it.
Could you imagine if we left? I would have never... I would have been like, are you fucking kidding me? That would have just...
That's why you stick around till the end. You're welcome.
That's what she said!
What she says? Did you play That's What She Said? Good play. So... We got anything else basketball related we want to talk on?
Oh, I mean, we could talk a little bit about the game that's going to happen tonight.
It'll kind of be outdated by then. Do you just want to throw out some general statements?
Oh my god,
I can't believe Nunji took 4 3-pointers.
Holy shit, Luka Garza, 30-10, are you kidding me? This guy's a beast.
Fun fact, this is the first time in the 180-something game series that Iowa and Northwestern are playing as ranked opponents.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa. I saw the Northwestern team bus pulling into Hardee's today.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's going to be sitting pretty poorly with them before a game, I would imagine.
Toilets are probably flowing in the visitors' locker room tonight.
Okay, here's a question. Are the visitors' locker rooms at Carver also painted pink?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I feel like we should do that.
I mean,
psychology.
It's not a Hayden Fry thing.
It's psychology.
The only thing that they could have eaten that could potentially be worse is the buffet right across the street from Hardee's, probably.
The Peking buffet?
Yeah.
Hey, I've eaten there.
No, it's good. But it does things to a guy.
I think that Hoo-Hot would also qualify for that.
Yeah.
Love me some Hoo-Hot as well, but...
If either of those two places would like to sponsor, I mean, we're always welcome.
Yeah.
How about an all-you-can-eat buffet once a week for our sponsorship?
That'd be way more than any other sponsor is paying us.
Shh. They're giving us perks, though. They're giving us perks.
Also, if I ate an all-you-can-eat buffet once a week, I would be like 30 pounds heavier than I currently am, which is 30 pounds heavier than I should be.
So 60 pounds.
No, it'd be 60 pounds heavier than I should be, not 60 pounds heavier than I currently am.
All right. Well, do you want to give a quick power ranking your top four in the Big Ten?
Honestly, I don't have a fucking clue.
I'm going to say take the top eight teams, draw four out of a hat.
Rutgers, Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan State.
Yeah, but okay, but...
They're 0-3. Like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. Wisconsin lost yesterday. Michigan State lost yesterday. Yeah. Like, Illinois has lost a couple games. Iowa lost in league play. Like, the league is so good from top to bottom that, like, especially having played, you know, two, maybe three league games to this point, it's not even worth your effort to try and power rank them. Because so much shit is going to happen throughout the season that it's just going to be like...
Well, I just gave my effort.
I don't know. If you look back at it, you're going to make a fool out of yourself. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't have a top four right now.
For my money, the Hawks are still one.
Sure. Yeah, I like it. I don't know.
Love me some Hawks. It's fun to still look at, and we're still number 10 in the country. We got the best player.
Yeah, I mean... It goes to show, like, what national media and, like, other coaches think about Iowa, that we can have lost, what, two of our last three games?
Well, one of them was to the best
team. Yeah, I know, yeah. But still, to lose two of your last three and still be ranked in the top 10, how many other times in Iowa history could you say that? Like, we lost two out of three and stayed ranked inside the top 10 in that span.
Yeah. No, it's wild. But we should probably get to our next sponsor here. It's Demmer Oil, Joey. What is it?
It's the best Demmer Oil company in the business,
best
baby.
Demmer Oil company in the business. DemmerOilInc.com. You're looking for Toby and Whitey. They offer propane, petroleum, lube oils. Okay, now I looked into this, and usually we just pound home the lube oils thing. They offer mobile products, U.S. lubricants, greases, and antifreeze. They also carry three different types of Phoenix grills, which... Mind fuck, man.
Good for the old...
Not just three different types of Phoenix grills. They're top three selling brands of Phoenix grills. So you know that you're getting the best of the best from a Phoenix grill when you buy from Demmer Oil.
And I texted Toby this morning, and I said, damn, I didn't know you guys had grills. He said, nothing but the best, Clark. So straight from his mouth.
They're set up... Imagine cooking a little Rolling Hills pork on your grill from Demmer Oil.
That is a absolute match made in heaven.
Yeah, your grill and meat will be having sex. Yeah. And then maybe, some Dubuque County products right there.
Maybe if you crack a nice cold Bush Light while grilling your Rolling Hills pork on the Phoenix Grill from Demmer Oil, that is heaven, my friends.
And then head on over to Cobra Lanes for a nice little game of bowling.
Ooh.
They're still a sponsor, right?
Yeah, kind of.
They let us fine.
Sponsor their stuff or sponsor our stuff there for free. So, they have the grills all set up, ready to go. All you got to do is pick it up and... hook propane up and let that bad boy eat. So
it's a one-stop shop for all your grilling needs is what it sounds like.
Here, I actually looked up a petroleum joke today. Oh, you ready? What's the difference between a petroleum thermometer and a rectal thermometer?
What is it, Luke?
The taste.
Damn it, somebody just told me that joke not that long ago.
That's a good one. I love that joke. Maybe we'll try putting out a petroleum joke every week. So...
I don't know how many petroleum jokes.
Lord knows we're going to have
enough. I found a bunch, actually.
Lord knows we're going to have enough pork jokes.
Yeah. Some pig's pussy pork.
Sure has gotten.
Some duck's asshole watertight.
You bet. Tin Man got a sheet metal pecker.
All right, then.
All right.
Not familiar.
Okay. So, some football topics here. There isn't much to talk about. Missouri's a bunch of cowards.
I hate Missouri.
Yes.
I always knew that the state of Missouri sucked. One, because the St. Louis Cardinals are based there. Also, there's a lot of cousin loving going on there. Three, the University of Missouri can get bent.
One good thing about the state.
Drew Locke.
He stinks.
No, the open container for everybody but the driver.
Ah.
That is a good law.
That, yeah, that is when you road trip into like St. Louis to watch a Cubs game.
Isn't that made there?
Bud Light Seltzer?
Possibly, yeah. But
yeah, it's an Anheuser-Busch product.
If you ever are driving south and you're going through Missouri, it is nice to know that, you know, if you're not the driver, you can just crack a nice cold one and enjoy the ride.
Responsibly.
Obviously.
Yeah.
No, if you're riding, you don't have to be responsible.
Maybe we could find a driver for to take Van McCaffrey down there and whip around in the state.
Let's be honest. That's a long drive for Van McCaffrey.
Yeah, well, she could do it. She's finished tech, yeah.
It's only an hour and a half. Hour and we 10 gotta, minutes we to gotta,
if there's any mechanics out there, we have a little stutter in Van McCaffrey right now. We had some brake issues not that long ago with the emergency brake. So I'm thinking it's still grabbing there a little bit, but it could be something else. It could be a spark plug, literally.
We are by no stretch of the imagination mechanics.
No, not at all.
In no way, shape, or form do I know basically anything about cars.
We're about as qualified to talk about cars as we are farming. Which is not.
Is it raining?
It sounds like it's sleeting a little bit, but we're walking home to my bedroom.
That's a long walk.
Oh, okay, yeah, so Missouri canceled on us. So the season's over.
The shitty thing about Missouri canceling on us is they said that, like, they first knew about COVID cases in the program against their, like, after or before, like, their last game of the season against Ole Miss, which was, like, 2 weeks before they would have got the bowl bid. Had they, you know, if they knew at that point that they had COVID going on, they should not have accepted the bowl. Like, they knew good and well that they were never going to play in the bowl, but they just accepted it. And then I get that they wanted to send their players home for the holidays and be around family. But at the same time, if you were being serious about wanting to play that bowl game, you don't do it. Because you know, like, if they're out and, like, they're not following the same guidelines and rules that you have within the program for the football season, they're probably going to pick it up, and that's exactly what happened. So to me, it seems like Missouri was never interested in playing in the game. So then they, you know, I don't want to say that they use COVID as an excuse because that's probably not fair to them, but they could have taken it more seriously than they did. And it really sucks for Iowa because, yeah, I'm not going to say that we were super excited that we got, you know, the Music City Bowl as our bowl bid. But the team wanted to play another game, and to have their last two taken away from them because of other teams' missteps, it just kind of irritates you because, like, Iowa was able to get through the whole season without having COVID problems within the program, and then, you know, they wanted to... Iowa, more than most teams in the country, wanted to play as many games as they could, and so they got their last couple opportunities taken away from them, and that sucked. Because they were on a roll.
We could have played Indiana if we beat them. Indiana was a good team, New Year's Six. And at that
point... But would have we, though? Because the committee obviously didn't value Indiana at all since they didn't get a New Year's Six, and they only lost one game to Ohio State on the road. Yeah, but I feel
our name probably carries more weight.
I don't know. That the whole...
Especially with Kerry Barta, but...
I don't know. I don't think that he's able, like, he's allowed to, like, be in the room when they're discussing Iowa, since it's, like, a conflict of interest. The whole bowl selection process this year was crooked as hell, I think, because, like, Indiana got skipped over a couple times. Like, you have a 3-loss Iowa State team playing in a New Year's Six Bowl against a 4-win Oregon, who only won the Pac-12 because they played in the championship game by default because the team ahead of them had COVID, so... And then there was a domino effect from Indiana not getting a New Year's Six, which meant that Northwestern got bumped back a bowl, which meant that Iowa got bumped back. The whole process is just shit from top to bottom. And everybody hated the BCS system because that kind of sucked too. But you can't tell me that the college football playoff has been any better because the committee is so just like crooked and biased towards established teams or like programs that have a name as opposed to just watching the product that's on the field that year and like taking that into consideration is horseshit. Like Cincinnati didn't lose a game this year. They got screwed. Louisiana, who only lost once to an undefeated Coastal Carolina and beat Iowa State by 17 on the road, finished ranked 9 places below them. So The whole system is just corrupt and shit, and it just goes to show that Gary Barta sucks dick. Sorry, that was my college football rant.
Yeah. Damn, I forgot. Oh, yeah, I don't really care. Like, when I heard the bowl game was canceled, I wasn't very disappointed because, like, it's not worth anything.
It's not, but it's another opportunity for young players to get more experience. It's time for the team to get more practices together. It's an opportunity for guys that are thinking about going to the draft to get film out there one more time.
Well, now we'll never see Alaric Jackson, ISM, Brandon Smith, Keith Duncan.
Davion Nixon was first team All-American. He led the country in tackles for loss. He should go. He should get his money. I don't know. Yes, like, in terms of what the bowl would have meant for the program, like, yes, the Music City Bowl, it's not a lot. But there's a lot of things, like, for the team to build on from next year that being able to play in a bowl game helps you a lot for. So that's why I'm disappointed more than anything that we didn't get to play that game.
Also, somebody asked Kirk in a presser the other day if he was coming back next season. Honestly, that's never run through my head in my life.
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't, but when you get to a guy that's in his mid-60s, has been coaching the same program for 22 years, I don't think that was a question that was meant out of spite or anything, but
no,
it just gets to the point where it's a valid question, like, are you coming back? And then Kirk immediately responded with something along the lines of, well, I'm not ready to birdwatch or collect stamps. I'm doing what I love. So he's back in the driver's seat for year 23, which is what we all like to hear.
Because I'm not ready for Brian Ferentz to take this team.
I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I think that he probably won't be the next head coach. But what do I know? If Gary Barta is still the AD at that point in time, he'll probably give him like a John Gruden 10-year, $100 million guaranteed contract, but I don't know. That's not something that we have to discuss now because Kirk is signed through like the next three seasons still, I think, up until 2026, so
he could always step down.
He could, but I don't think, as long as things don't like completely come off the tracks, I don't think that Kirk is interested in no longer coaching the Hawkeyes at this point.
Yeah, but is there anything else really? I mean, I mentioned that those, like, Jackson and
Amir Smith, Marcet,
Brandon Smith,
Keith Duncan.
Yeah, they're all, well, going pro or graduating. Nixon probably.
The big question is going to be Linderbaum, whether or not he comes back. Because he absolutely could go and play in the NFL. But to get him back for next year would be huge. He's kind of like the same thing as a TJ Hawkinson, where, like, you don't realize that he can go pro because he's only a redshirt sophomore, but, like, he meets the NFL qualifications, and he's been good enough. It's kind of hard to believe that he came into the Iowa program as a defensive tackle, and 3 years later, he's an AP All-American at center.
Yeah, he's amazing. But, I mean, over the last couple of years, we've been doing this anyway, where we have a lot more people declare for the NFL draft, which is a great thing because it means you're producing great talent, and I would imagine it attracts a lot more recruits.
Yeah, I mean, if you can show that you have a proven record of taking players and putting them in the NFL and then them like finding success in the NFL, it's certainly a selling point when you're recruiting somebody to tell them to come here. And I think that goes to show the fact that this year's recruiting class was Iowa's top ranked in like the last 20 years. Like there's a reason for that, and a lot of it starts with the fact that we recruit the state of Iowa better than Iowa State does, and Iowa the last, you know, especially this year, had a very good like high school class in it. But yeah, putting players in the NFL consistently helps your recruiting, which in turn helps the team. It's like an endless cycle. So that's why the Alabamas and the Ohio States and the Clemsons of the world exist, because they put a shitload of guys in the NFL every year, and then they get the very best recruits to come in, and then it's easier for them to make it to the NFL, too.
Yep. But, I mean, there isn't really anything else to talk about football-wise. I can't think off the top of my head. But yeah. Well, we have a couple of questions from some Twitter people. First one is, and this is referring to the Northwestern game tonight, which the podcast will be up during the game, is Iowa going to cover the spread?
What is the spread?
It's 11.5.
No.
That's high.
Yeah, I would say no. I do have a high level of confidence that we'll win the game, but Northwestern's a pretty good team, and they've kind of also given us fits recently. We've beaten them most of the time, but we tend to play them closer than we should. So I think that we probably don't cover 11.5.
How are we feeling about... Well, I got them at 156.5, and now it's at 160.5. I always say hammer the over, but...
It's tough. Yeah, are you gonna go against your philosophy? That's kind of your thing at this point.
I'm 8-1 on the year, I think. So I'm going to keep riding it. The Minnesota game was stressful, I'm not going to lie.
If the over hits, we're going to lose.
No, I don't agree with that. If the over hits, I feel it's because our offense is good. Okay.
I mean, 85-75 covers that spread.
85-75 Northwestern.
All right. That question was from H...
I didn't mean the spread. I meant it covers the over.
That was from the Twitter account Hawkeyes and Tall Boys. The next one's actually from your sister, Austin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She says, fuck, marry, kill, Fran, Kirk, Herky.
Oof. I'm probably in...
Can you kill Herky?
No, so... no, okay, so this is my reasoning for it, so don't get mad at me. I think you have to kill Fran because I think that his temper could be problematic in a relationship further down the road.
Sorry, you gotta... okay, all right.
I'm gonna marry Kirk because he's a saint. And then... yeah, the other one for Herky.
So you're killing Fran, marrying Kirk, and...
Yes.
fucking Herky. Joey?
Next question.
No disrespect to Herky, but he's probably gone.
Yeah, that, if I had to choose, Herky's out.
I mean, and I'm sure Herky would do the same thing.
Herky would be like, take me.
Yeah. Those are our coaches. Yeah, so, and Mary Kirk. Other thing to Fran.
See, it's not so easy to say what no, you're it saying is, it for yourself, is it?
Yeah.
This just in, Jim Harbaugh signs an extension.
Shut up.
That is a lie.
That's a text I just got.
From who?
Bullshit.
From who?
You know what? That's a fake thing where you click on it and then it's Barry when you click the link. That's a fact.
Hold on. Sorry, we're trying to figure this out.
Yes, Jim Harbaugh deal is done. That was 9 hours ago, though. It's not new news.
Oh, who tweeted that? Some spam account?
No, it's new. Like, it's real. It happened.
No, it's not. What do you mean?
Dustin Fox. He's a blue check mark.
Sorry, folks.
Jim Harbaugh extension is reportedly a done deal.
Well, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Well, here's another guy saying it. But how is that not news?
I don't think it's not John Harbaugh or Jim Harbaugh that sucks. He's getting good recruits. His team just is...
Yeah, so if he's recruiting good, but the team sucks as a team, that's kind of an indictment of the head coach. The fact that you can have a whole bunch of highly rated players come in and then still not play very well together. Like, that more than anything, I think, is an indictment on Jim Harbaugh.
I still don't believe it.
Well, best believe it.
That would be, like, big news. Like,
ESPN really, would they suck.
ESPN would be wet in the bed for that story, though.
I don't know.
All right. Well, yeah, there it is.
Do we have any other questions from the followers?
No, those were the only two.
I saw Jacob Baumhover ask who can shotgun a beer the fastest.
Where?
On Facebook.
Well, I absolutely can't.
It's Austin.
Yeah, it's Sten.
Yee.
Credit those 30 pounds.
grow up.
Yeah, I taste my beer.
I like to sip it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Losers.
All right. So now we have... Do you want to do thoughts for space first, or we have a special power ranking? We're power ranking...
No, we're drafting.
Drafting. Fuck, we're going to... We're drafting favorite tree nuts, right?
Tree nuts. So basically anything but peanuts.
Yes. And that's going to be a challenge.
Do thoughts from space first.
Thoughts from space?
Okay. Just give me a second.
Wait, you want to read it, Stan?
Yeah, that's kind of my thing.
Well, you did Urban Dictionary 1 week, and that was my thing. So
all right, I did it once.
Make sure to get close up and personal with the mic.
Okay. Pretty short. Oh, never mind. Okay.
Yeah, it's not short.
He must have sent something. Whatever. All right. So, this week's Thoughts from Space. On football, not much to say that others haven't said already. Disappointed and angry. Shitty bowl game was bad enough. No football, though, is a gosh darn disgrace. This team deserved better and is a top 10 team, in my opinion. Top 4 with a different quarterback. Excited for Xavier Williams. This defense will be exciting if the defensive line rebuilds. Okay, sorry. On basketball, glad they blew a game early in the year if it had to happen. Hopefully they learn from it. Time for Joe T to play more than Bohannon. Maybe he'll make the most of limited minutes because he's looking like a Missouri Valley second teamer right now. Also, I'm tired of them saying, we need to be tougher, and then continuing to be pussies. To be honest, I think that comes from Fran. They all bitch and moan when they don't like a call, and it's typically a good call. That shit has to stop, and then they need to toughen up. Final thoughts. Battling through an ankle injury, so I appreciate the thoughts and prayers. Wrestling season needs to hurry the fuck up. Kevin Warren is screwing the pooch again. Also, congrats to Stin on the Tinder match and getting lucky. And then he sent a gif from Borat, and it says, not.
No, I believe that's not.
Just like to say, Space Cowboys thoughts are not the thoughts of the whole podcast as well. Did anybody pre-read those beforehand?
Nope.
No, that was my first time.
Nope. As well. That was a live first-time reading.
Also, it was like straight up driving rain slash ice before. Windshield's probably got a freaking glaze.
Everybody say a prayer for Joey and Stin on their
fret. I'm just worried about getting from here to the strip. Because that was the worst part on the way here, and I don't think it's going to get any better.
All right. So we're going to do our power.
Our draft of the nuts.
This is going to be so tough. So who's going first?
Who's my idea? Who's got the closest birthday?
Me.
Right. You, and then me.
Who? Okay, this is a tough one. A lot of good options.
Start with Luke, Stin, Joey, and we'll snake it back. We'll do four.
Are we do four?
Okay, do three.
Yeah,
okay.
I was going to say, I don't know if by the time 12 comes around, you might be scraping the bottom of the barrel.
All right, I'm going to take with my first overall pick, very classy nut, cashews.
That's good.
That is the best pick out there. Yeah.
It's easy for you to say it's the best pick.
It is. It's the Mike Trout of nuts.
But some might say Christian Yelich.
So Austin's going to have the Christian Yelich of nuts here.
Yeah. So with my pick, I'm going with an obvious one, I believe. It's going to be almonds. They're very versatile. I mean, you can buy almonds in so many like different flavors. You can get them just like normal, a little bit of sea salt. You can get
you can have any nut.
Okay, but it's different though, because like in almonds, in the store, you don't have to get them specially like the candied type ones. You can get like the wasabi ones. You can get
aren't they heart healthy too?
I think so.
Yeah, a lot of nuts are pretty.
I think cashews are actually full of a lot of fat.
Yeah, but it's good fats.
Yeah, so almonds, you can like kind of sliver them up, put them on a dessert, an almond croissant always smacks. So
croissant.
So almonds, my number one choice.
That's a good one. I used to hate them as a kid, and I love them now.
So you two took my 2 and 3 picks.
I think I know what you're.
There's a pretty obvious best nut, best tasting, funnest to eat.
Yep.
The pistachio.
Yep, yeah. I was going to say.
The pistachio is, I think, hands down the best tasting nut you can get.
That's what she said. It's so much work.
It's part of the experience. That way you just don't woof down a whole container of pistachios.
It's true. I mean, it's not like you're out there saying like, oh, I hate sunflower seeds because they're work to eat. Like,
yeah, can you imagine just buying a bag of
unseeds? Well, sunflower seeds are easier to get apart.
It's not that hard to take apart a pistachio.
You just bust that thing open. You don't got to do anything with your tongue. Pistachio. I actually think it's the classiest nut.
No.
I think it's got the classiest name for a nut. Pistachio.
Yeah. Is that like Mario?
I don't. It sounds like Italian, perhaps. And I, like, it sounds. If somebody came up to you and they're like, "My name is Pistachio," or somebody came up like, "My name is Almond," like you're gonna be like. Well, pistachio.
Okay. Speaking of heart health, for my second pick, the walnut.
Oh, damn. That's what I was going to
get. Walnuts can be used for baking. I don't really prefer them that way, but they can. They're good in a trail mix. They're a very bitter nut. They're good paired with something.
You got a
else.
Bitter nut?
they're swell paired with something, but walnuts,
good. Okay. So for my number two nut... I am going to go with the pecan. That's a very solid one. It is also one of, if not the best Thanksgiving pie, one of the main ingredients, because a pecan pie is miles ahead of pumpkin pie in terms of tasting pie. Yes. So that just puts it right up there. They're also they're real good to snack on as well. So number two, pecans.
All right, so I've back-to-back here my last two picks. Yes. Just quick update in this Purdue-Rutgers game. I'm on the over here, and it's at 136 and a half.
Well, no, it's not at a half
point. No, well, I know. I need 136 and a half. It's part of a parlay. All right, swear to God, I'm not a degenerate. My final two picks, I watch a lot of cooking shows, and they cook with pine nuts a lot, so I'm going to throw those up there. I can honestly say I don't know if I've ever eaten them, but I'd love to cook with them.
I have once. They don't really have a whole lot of flavor.
Evan cooks with them a lot.
Yeah.
It was the same dish all the time, but...
Yeah, but yeah, I tried them once. They're kind of oily tasting.
Is it a nut you snack on?
No.
Is it just a cooking nut? Yeah,
you use them to cook more. They're pretty small.
Mm.
You might like toast them and like put them in some type of dish, but like you don't just like go into the bag of pine nuts and start shoveling them in.
Okay. And then my final pick, just because it goes well with the cookie, macadamia nuts.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not like, I'm not going to say macadamia nuts are one of my favorite cookies, but if it's there, I'm going to eat it, you know? So that's...
Yeah, a good white chocolate macadamia nut cookie every now and then. It does kind of hit the spot.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Stands out of nuts.
Oh, no. I got another nut.
he's a nut.
I've always got at least one more nut in me. That's a fact.
Grow up.
For my third pick, we're going to go with Brazil nuts. A lot of times they really kind of bring together a type of trail mix that you might be eating, perhaps. They're nice and big, so they kind of fill you up. You don't have to eat a bunch of them. Well, I am talking about a tree nut. Grow up, guys. They're just nice, hearty nuts. So, Brazil nuts for my number three.
Okay, and for my third one, I'm going to go maybe this might be a bit of a controversial take here. Coconuts.
Isn't that a fruit?
Show me. Doesn't fruit have seeds?
Hey Siri.
They call it a fruit, but it says nut in the name.
Yeah, they call it peanut too, but that's not a tree nut either.
Is a coconut a nut?
I have another one if you guys won't accept it, but I want
to. I'm not going to accept coconut as a tree nut.
Austin's always got problems.
Botanically, the coconut.
Botanic.
Fruit. Not a true nut.
Okay, so fine. I'll accept that. Although they need to change the name. They should call it coca fruit. So then we're going to have to go with, jeez, acorns. I'll say acorns. You know why?
When was the last time you ate an acorn?
I don't know if you're supposed to eat them, are you? I don't know.
I feel like you probably can.
But the squirrels love them, and I like watching the squirrels rip around the yard, so I'm going to go with acorn.
Okay. I mean, I can't really argue with it.
I got honorable mention for worst nut.
What is it?
The Ohio Buckeye. Mm. Terrible nut.
Never had it.
I'm sure it's awful. I haven't either. That's just that's what Ohio State's named after. Yeah. So it's gotta be bad.
That is a terrible name though, isn't it? Yeah. How, like, a Hawkeye would easily eat a Buckeye.
I think that's one of the, it's very, oh, hey, look at free nut.
Wolverine kicked the shit out of a Buckeye. Not on the football field. Not on the football field. In real life, baby. That's what we're talking about. All right. Got about 15 minutes here until game time. Anything else you want to talk about? Any pressing issues?
The new year is right around the corner. Let's just try and make it a better one than 2020 was. Because it can't be any worse.
Certainly cannot.
You got that right.
Well, that's just a huge jinx probably, but...
I mean, I think the only thing that could really make it worse is if a meteor came and hit the Earth and we all died, so.
Yeah, but, all right, well, Iowa Northwestern tonight. We have a game on, like, January 2nd, I think, or something, but I couldn't tell you who it's against. I don't think it's against one of the better teams, but every team in the Big Ten is good, so.
That's some great content for an Iowa sports podcast. We might have a game coming up. I'm not
sure. 50-50.
You know, we might have a game against a dog shit team.
Oh, there he is. There's our boy. Luca Garza just came on the TV.
That game is 17 rebounds against Minnesota.
That game is against Rutgers, the number 14 team in the nation.
Wow, okay. Well, that's changed since the last time I've looked, obviously. But, yeah.
Jesus, Pete, look at our schedule.
Jesus, Pete.
We got the one tonight. Is Northwestern ranked?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so Rutgers ranked, Maryland, Minnesota ranked, Michigan State ranked, Northwestern ranked, Indiana, Nebraska, Illinois ranked. That's our January.
That's a murderer's row.
Also, it would just be a very Rutgers thing to happen that they're finally not terrible in football and all right, very good in basketball, and world just comes to an end at the end of 2020.
Yeah.
That'd be right up their alley. Well, then again, I guess you could say it's the same for Iowa, too. So, but if we have nothing else to talk about, going once, going twice.
Fuck Nebraska.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Hawkeye Tailgate Report. You can follow the show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at HTR_pod. You can follow all of us on Twitter. Mine is Myers1995. Joey's is JoeMama2196. Austin's is MyersAustin. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and we have a YouTube channel as well if you want to go check that out. We're going to try putting a video together with the podcast. We actually recorded that this time. But until next time, guys, go Hawks.